This is Elizabeth, and you need to listen to this. I don't know if it was you, but someone has been posting terrible things about me online in the personal section using my website and my email, and I'm assuming it was you. I haven't had any negative interactions with anyone, and I don't know why you would do this. I don't know if you're angry that I don't want anything to do with you anymore, or that I'm in, you know, got into another relationship, but I really don't want anything to do with you. And the reason you need to take this very seriously is because if you don't remove that posting, or if you post anything again using my website or my email address or my name, you will be, I'm going to press charges, because using my website, or my name, my email, clicks into my website, it can damage my business. I've done nothing to you. I don't know why you're so angry. I haven't been in touch with you. I'm in a great relationship. I'm thankful that I never saw you again, and I don't want to ever see you again. I don't feel good about you as a human being. It's just what it is what it is. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want to hear from you. Now, I do have an attorney because of my business. I have to, because of, issues that can happen. If you contact me again, or you post something with my name, or you do anything, not only will Craigslist charge you $1,000 as an abuse fee, I will actually press libel charges, meaning inflammatory, illegal things written about me, and I will press harassment charges. And I know I have your address, work address. So, I'm sorry you felt like it was whatever you felt, but I didn't actually see it. Someone tipped me off and told me that, someone was saying that, I'm crazy and all this shit about me. And, I didn't do anything to you. I broke up with you, and I haven't been in touch with you. I don't know why. I don't know where this came from, and maybe it didn't come from you, but I assume it did, because I haven't had any negative interactions with anyone else. You need to call that off, Craigslist, as soon as possible. You need to never post anything again. If you do, there will be libel harassment charges against you, and I will spend money to put you in jail if I have to, because when you post something like that with my website, it affects my business. It already cost me hundreds of dollars in a few hours it was on. It's not okay to do that. Look, sweetie, I broke up with you. I got together with somebody else. You're not the right younger man for me. And I left it at that. I haven't bothered you. I haven't, been in touch with you. So I don't know what the problem is. You need to remove that, and you need to never do that again, and you need to call it a day. If this wasn't you, I don't know who it could be, but then, okay, I'll just let it go. All right? And if you haven't run into me in public, don't speak to me. I really don't think you're a good person. I don't want anything to do with you. Make sure you remove that, or an attorney will be showing up at your place of work. I think it'll be quite embarrassing in front of your father. And don't post any more stuff about me. Thank you.
To erase, press 7. To return this call,
received February 4th at 6:47 a.m.
Tim, I hope that you tell everyone you're, quote, chatting with. I saw your stupid ad today that, when you travel, you cheat on somebody that you're in love with. We had a monogamous agreement. You just fucked me over. Make sure, you tell people what a lowlife you are. And if you don't, I will. I'm really unhappy with you. And I would never get back together with you in a million years, but I feel sorry for any woman that might think you're nice like I did, because you're really not a good guy. You're really quite a prick, and I think you're pretty heartless. That was terrible, your email about all the women you slept with in Costa Rica. That was really sweet. I really appreciated that. You're really a scumbag lowlife. I'm going to warn other women out there, so I don't know, maybe you should delete your posting. And also, I've run into your father a few times. He actually, there's some place I go that he goes sometimes. And I didn't know, how could I know it was him, but I overheard him talking about Tim in Alaska. And then I saw two sit together, and I saw that it was him. And it's someone that actually, I run, well, he's been at the same place I've been at 2 or 3 times now in the East Bay. So, you know, I could easily approach him and tell him what a low life scumbag his son is, and, that maybe I'll even seduce him. Wouldn't that be fun? So anyway, go to hell, and I guess I'm gonna post saying what a scumbag you are. Bye.
Do we race? Press 7.
Well, Tim, I'm sure you're hungover today and can barely walk, but I just thought I would let you know a couple of things. Yes, this is Elizabeth, and yes, I do officially hate you.
You are really a pig, you know? You couldn't just, like, try to be good when you were in Costa Rica. You just had to, like, go all out and, you know, fuck your brains out. Of course, I... Right when I saw your little, you know, your pathetic post, it's kind of like, who does this guy think he is? You know, mountain biking, yeah, right, with a big beer belly. I mean, you describe yourself to be this really cool, you know, together, into traveling. I mean, yeah, traveling where you can, like, cheat on anybody you're involved with. You're such a pig, you know? And I'm serious about your dad. I think he's really cute, and, I run into him a couple times a month, and he doesn't know who I am, but he will. So prepare yourself, because I might have an affair with him, and not necessarily to get back at you, but it would be fun. But also, I'm sitting in this meeting, and I overhear him, you know, talking about Tim in Alaska, and then I look, and then I realize that the two and two together. This is Tim's father, so I am going to start with him and give him my business card the next time I see him, because he was looking at me, too, so I know he's married, but I'm sure he fucks around on Elisa, so now he can have an Elizabeth. So, but as far as you're concerned, you, God, drop dead, loser, you know, at least you want to chat with some kind of, like, drunk like you, who just basically lies. Cheats. You're such a fucking asshole. God, please, you know, don't off yourself so women in the Bay Area don't ever have to deal with a creep like you.